It's not uncommon for a cold snap to result in frozen pipes that can lead to burst pipes and the ensuing damages and cleanup. In November 1985, a sudden temperature drop to record lows between minus 22 and minus 24 degrees Celsius, reportedly minus 50 degrees Celsius with wind chill, caused pipes to freeze and burst in the Whistler Professional Building, the Blackcomb Lodge, and the Keg Restaurant, as well as various houses and condos. This cold snap also froze a pipe on the other side of the valley, specifically the 2-inch pipe that serviced the Scotia Creek water system. Until the late 1960s, most residents of Alta Lake Road had running water only in the summer, when they put in a temporary above-ground line from Scotia Creek. Residents would remove the line in the winter as fewer people visited once the snow fell. As skiing began to develop on Whistler Mountain, Dick Fairhurst and Andy Peterson began work on an underground line to service houses along Alta Lake. With the help of other members of Scotia Creek Water Improvements, mostly when they were up on the weekends, and a digger from the Vallows, they dug a trench, blasted through rocks, laid a 2-inch pipe. Residents decided the more standard 4-inch pipe would be too expensive, and filled it all back in. Looking back on the water system, Andy recalled, "It was a big achievement, especially on next to no money." For the next 18 years, as Whistler Mountain grew, the resort municipality of Whistler was founded, and Blackcomb Mountain opened. This pipe supplied water to houses along the lake. On November 27, 1985, the waterline froze, leaving 40 houses without water. At first it was unclear whether the problem was that the water source, a reservoir upstream of the intake on Scotia Creek, was frozen solid or if it was the main pipe running underneath Alta Lake Road. By mid-December, it was determined that parts of the line were frozen. Alta Lake Road residents were bringing water over from the town center and relying on friends and the recently opened KOA campground for showers and laundry, with Jackie Pope sending a bathtub full of roses to those helping out through the Whistler Questions, bricks and roses. The Whistler Youth Hostel, formerly Cypress Lodge, had installed a pump in Alta Lake and were using it for drinking water. Roger Stacy, Alta Lake Road resident and president of Scotia Creek Water Improvements Society, told the paper that this freeze could be the end of the whole system. This prediction led to increased talk of the municipality assuming responsibility for providing water to the area. After the RMOW was created in 1975, the municipality had assumed responsibility for water systems in other pre-existing neighborhoods, such as Alpine Meadows, and a water study released in the early 1980s suggested building a municipal water system that would service the Alta Lake Road area and beyond, but the timing suggested for that project was 1992. By the end of January 1986, houses between the Youth Hostel and Chaplinville were expected to be without water for the foreseeable future as the reservoir had thawed but there was still no water flowing through the pipe. Finally, in April 1986, 5 months after the pipe froze, the Scotia Creek water system had water running through it again. However, the line was badly damaged, working at only half pressure and needing almost constant repairs as cracks caused water to bubble up out of the ground. In May, Stacy appealed for municipal support to pay for the new waterline and when the 1986 budget was approved it included $1,985,000 for water system extension. On June 2, council voted in favor of paying half of the $200,000 cost of a new waterline for Alta Lake Road. Property owners were given the option to finance the cost of their portion over a 25-year period and were notified that a water improvement district was going to be created in order to levy the taxes to pay for the system. Construction of the water supply at 21 Mile Creek, which replaced the Whistler Creek water system as the municipality's primary water system, began over the summer and was completed by the end of the year. Houses along Alta Lake Road were once again connected to an operational water system, though it would be a few more years before other neighborhoods such as Emerald Estates were brought onto a municipal system.